Give it to her. Give it to her. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Well, we want to give the Lord an opportunity to speak to our spirits. And we are going to continue from where we left last week. Were you blessed last week? About the seed. How many of you remember the message about the seed? Huh, how many of you remember? Oh, maybe I should have asked, how many were in the church last Sunday? Okay, I want to take this opportunity to welcome Evangelist Noel to come and continue from where she left last Sunday. Please welcome the servant of the Lord to the microphone. Amen, amen. God bless you, mommy. Pastor, God bless
you. Praise the Lord. I greet you all this morning in the name of our Lord Jesus. I am delighted to be able to see you again. I told you I was going to be out of town. I've been in San Antonio for the last 3 days, and I called Pastor last night around 7 o'clock. I said, Pastor, I'm starting to drive home. I'll be home by 10:30, and I was home by 10. I bless the Lord because of all the things that I have experienced as I have been out there. Let me tell you, it is glorious. It's joyous to be in the Lord. Amen. And above everything else that I have known is that if you are designated for the kingdom of God, there are 1,000 things in this life that you won't fit in. And there are many companies that you would like to be in, but you will find yourself saying no, because that is not where you belong. So I bless the Lord because of being able to know what boundaries we belong to and being able to mark the boundaries. And marking the boundaries without apologies. Amen. You do not have to apologize to a group of people if you cannot fit in their midst. You simply tell them, excuse me, I don't belong here, and I'm happy to know I don't. And continue on. Because behold, we have been called to an everlasting kingdom in which you would sacrifice everything else but abide by what that kingdom expects of you. Amen. Amen. As I was traveling on Thursday, I passed through the natural caverns. And it's not like anything I have ever seen. I haven't experienced such a sight before. And by the time I walked, you walk down to this cave, 180 feet underground. And by the time I walked up the hill, my heart was full of worship, because I realized that the things that the Lord is able to do, if he can do them in the places that men do not see, he's able to do abundantly more in the places that we see. Amen. Amen. If he is able to create things that are growing and are so beautiful every day, and you have silver stuff dripping from them every day. And men discovered that in 1965, but that cave had been there for many years. And today it's an attraction site where people visit and see. And you pay so much, by the way, to be able to get in there. Man can sell anything to you, especially when they want to make money. But I bless the Lord because I have seen things in my life that have elevated my heart and have made me purpose. It doesn't matter what, I'm going to abide in this kingdom. Lazima nitaka until I see the end. Amen. I am grateful this morning and to the Lord. Last week when we were studying, we started to study about the seed, which is the word of God. And we saw Jesus Christ as the word of God. The Bible in the book of Revelation calls Jesus the word of God. And I am so grateful this morning as we continue. We said as we were finishing, for those who are not here, I persuade you to get some notes. I know Catherine was taking notes. Or you can see me, I'll give you a copy of these notes. As we were finishing the service last time, we said that we have been born in Jesus Christ, not by the will of man, but by the will of God. And therefore, it doesn't matter what anybody thinks about you. What is most important is what you think about yourself in relation to the kingdom of God. There is nobody who is able to stand in your way except yourself. You're the only person who can stop yourself from moving on. It's not bad experiences. It's not a disease. I am so grateful that my sister has been able to be birthed in the experience that she has gone through and to have the beauty that you hear and you experience today. So it's not even in a bad experience that you can die. No. You can thrive in a bad experience and be a new person who is going to be an encouragement to other people. My sister, I'm blessed by your singing. My sister worships with you in the church of Bishop Maside. We will get together after the service. Praise be to God. I am glad today as we continue with the service that we left last week. We said that in the book of John chapter 1 verse 13, you are born again by the will of God. And in the book of Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 and 5, that you are born of the Spirit of truth, which is the Spirit of Jesus Christ, into the kingdom of God. And in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 7, we said that we have received forgiveness of sins and redemption through the blood of Jesus Christ, according to the riches of his glory. Amen. According to the riches of the glory of Jesus Christ. So it's not by some dollars that I have been bought into the kingdom of God. Excuse me, you can keep your dollars in your pocket. I will be okay. But so long as it's by the riches of Jesus Christ, it is well with me. Amen. In the book of 1 John chapter 3 and verse 1, the Bible tells me that what manner of love is this? That the Father has bestowed unto us that we should be called the sons of God. Amen. Amen. That today, as you stand wherever you are, as you walk wherever you are walking, you have been given power through Jesus Christ to become a son of God. That the washing that you have received of the blood of Jesus Christ in your life gives you a seal, gives you a stamp, gives you an opening into the kingdom of God, Amen. Which cannot be stopped by anybody. So I thank God, as Papa says, that it's by the grace of God that he has abode and that he continues to be how he is. I say, brother, amen to that. Because were it not for the grace of God, there are so many things that we go through every day that would shake us, that would trod on us. But blessed be the name of the Lord, that by the sufficient grace of Jesus Christ, we continue to walk on every day. Once you get to know of this secret of the grace of Jesus Christ, behold, you will be able to move on every day. You'll have a smile on your face every day, knowing it's not in finances. Let me tell you, it's not in how much money is in your bank account. It's in waking up in the morning and realizing, behold, the mercies of the Lord, which are new every morning, are new in your life that day. That the Lord has given you yet another day that you may worship him. Amen. That you may have fellowship with him. That you may dwell together with him. And from that starting point, you are able to call everything else into existence because you know who you are in Christ Jesus. In the book of Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8, the Bible says that by grace we have been saved through faith and not of ourselves. We say that it was a gift from God. The way you receive a gift pack and it's brought to you, Sister Purity, I remembered your graduation yesterday in the afternoon and I called you and left a message in your phone. I hope you got it. And within my heart, I was like, since she knows the color of the school that the son is going to, she has already started calling for that color. I'm not surprised you're dressed in purple today. When you know who you are in Christ Jesus, you will call for things that do not seem possible with men as though they are current and possible with you. You will start walking those things, you'll talk those things, you'll live those things because you know who you are in Christ Jesus. And you know the power that has been bestowed unto you as to calling those things into existence. And I mentioned last week that when God created man, he brought man and put him here and, you know, and breathed into him the breath of life. That breath is what God had used as the creating word that created this world. And therefore a man has got a creating power in him. That is why I tell you all the time, watch out the words that you speak. Because that creating power that God used is in men today. So when you call things into existence, I remember one time we gathered in some place and we were praying for somebody that Sister Waja wanted us to pray about. And as we were praying in myself, I was feeling this sister has so much faith that the words that we shall set forth will perform the miracle. So when you said a word across the nations, believe me, you, it will get there. All you need to know is what word are you sending and where are you directing it to? Praise the Lord. We were sharing with Pastor Wilson some times ago and he told me about this thing that had been shown on the Kenyan TV about how people are going to sorcerers and witchcraft in Kenya. And I said, this doesn't sound like the nation I grew up in. The nation where we would go to the caves and seek the face of God. We would lay prostrate seeking the face of God and the Lord would come forth for us. What has changed now? Amen. That people have turned away from looking unto him, the source of wealth and the source of power. I've been doing a research about wealth in the Bible. It is godly to be rich. It's not ungodly to be rich. Everybody that God dealt with, aliwapa baraka na akawapa ufanisi. When he called Abraham, he told him, I'll bless you. I'll give you riches. I'll bless you and I'll give you prosperity. It is godly for the Lord to enlarge you. In the book of Revelation, the Bible tells me that may you be prospered even as you're prospered in the spirit. Amen. So as much as you prosper in the spirit, the Lord is able to enable you to be prospered even in physical things. Amen. Let us not feel like it is okay to just be complacent, that I am okay. Fine, I'm poor, but I'm okay. Excuse me, you're able to break that and move on and go on by the grace of God. And just as Jesus was conceived of the Holy Spirit in the womb of Mary, so have we been conceived of the Holy Spirit and made manifest in the kingdom of God. And the whole universe has been waiting for a time like this, when the sons of God were going to be made manifest. Amen? And that is why when you sit here and say you are awesome in this place, it's because he's awesome in this place today. And anything we come here believing is going to be performed by the Lord. Because he's here together with us. Are you believing for healing today? It's here together with us. Are you believing for a breakthrough? It's here together with us. Amen? These are the signs that accompany them that believe. Amen? So you want it, you can get it. You want it, you will have it. You want it, you can keep it. Amen? This is something you can walk with and dwell with and live with in your wallet every day, because it's what flows from within you. Because from the berries of a man floweth forth springs of living waters. And when that man speaks, he speaks that life. That is why you will address a dead situation. As a man of God was asked, tell me, can these bones live again? And he said, I don't know. Lord, only you can tell. And he was told, speak to the bones. Amen. It's by that power of speaking that you address a situation and you know it is resolved in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And you don't need to come back to it again. I've come to a point in my life where I have desired to experience and to walk in that power of the word of God. Because it's not just in memorizing the word of God. It is in knowing it, in living it, in walking it, in making it a part of your life. That's what gives you the power. Amen. Just by Carol, I thank God Carol and David are in the house today. I bless the Lord. Last Sunday, you were not here. Make it a habit to come to the house of the Lord all the days of your life, because it's in the house of the Lord that you receive these blessings. Amen. And Kevin, who was here now today, is not here. So tell Kevin to make it a habit to come to the house of the Lord, because it is here that you get blessed. Amen. I bless the Lord because as much as Carol is a child to me today, if Carol knows how much is in her mother's account, she can relax and get settled. Because she knows she's an heir in that. As much as you know how much is in your father's kingdom, you can relax and get settled. Amen? Because you know nobody will steal it from you. It is yours for the taking. Amen? But it takes you as a person to realize and to know and to acknowledge that I have become a son by virtue of a gift, by virtue of the grace of God in the kingdom of God. There are some characteristics, however, that follow them that are sons of God. Amen? Because it's not just by being called a son of God. Yes, the sons of the kingdom, there are some things they will not do. Because behold, the old is gone and the new is come. Amen? That's what the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. Pastor Munene, read that for us. And get there as fast as you can. Praise the Lord. And Brother Julius, you have your Bible today? Praise be to God. Get to Romans chapter 6, verse 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Praise be to God. All the old has passed away. The bad person that you were then, who used to beat people and to drink and to do things, is passed away. And the new, who is humble and calm, the one who has the spirit of the living God, who is yielding the fruits of the Holy Spirit, is born. Is the one who is growing in you. Is the one who is moving forth. We have been reconciled from that sinful person by Adamic nature into the spirit of God and become sons of God. Amen. So the equals has been drawn. which has been formed through the cross of Jesus Christ. Through the blood of Jesus Christ on Calvary, we have been transformed from the old into the new. And there is now therefore no condemnation for them who are in Christ Jesus, because they have been changed from the old and now into the new. Amen. Romans chapter 6 verse 6. We should not serve sin. Now that we have been crucified with Christ, we should not serve sin anymore. The old man is crucified together with Jesus Christ. The old man is no more. The old man is Lot and finished. The new man is come forth and is alive in Christ Jesus. God has not called you so that he can leave you alone. The Lord has called you and cleansed you and made you leave sin alone and placed a new life in you so that you can walk in the power of Jesus Christ. Everything, and that is why Jesus said that this and much more are you able to do. Amen? Because he knew by his coming, him who became sin on the cross, that I may be strong today and be pure without sin. He knew what he was talking about. That once I have died for you on the cross, Sister Waja, the deal is sealed. The deal is done. And that is why I love the work that Jesus Christ did. Amen? I love all the miracles that he performed when he was here. It gives me faith to, you know, to know that he works miracles. But I love the work that happened between when he hung on the cross and the time of his resurrection. Because that is the time, praise be to God. I was reading this book that says, the 3 days of darkness in the world. Because the world looked at it as darkness, because when at 3 o'clock everything became dark, they didn't know what next. They now knew he was the Son of God, but they didn't know what they were expecting. But in those 3 days, let me tell you, he was able to go to the kingdom of the devil, and for once in the devil's kingdom, there was light. And I love the way Jesus works, because when he comes into your house and there is chaos, you imagine you have seen chaos, you haven't seen chaos yet. Until he comes to disorganize a situation. And I love the way Jesus disorganizes things. Even when he has disorganized my life, I love the way he works. Because out of that disorganization, something substantial that is concrete will be formed. Amen. Something that the devil will not be able to shake again. Amen. That the gates of hell shall not be able to withstand. So even when you've been shaken, let me tell you, I love what Brother T.G. Jakes says. That the Lord will not allow you to be spinned out of your head. So long as he's the man behind the spinning wheel, you're all right. Don't worry about it. It doesn't matter whether he's going at 180, you'll be okay. He will make sure that you emerge from it. So when he went into the devil's kingdom to disorganize the kingdom, guess what? The first thing that happened was that there has to be right here. Because everybody who is in here needs to be sure and certain of the work that I'm going to do here. Because it's once and for all. I've come for the keys. Devil, you have held these keys for long enough. And I had a mission. I have died on the cross for men. So you can't accuse them anymore. And I'm taking those keys with me. Praise the Lord. And Jesus carried the keys with. That is what gives me the power today. That what I lock and what I open, amen, is substantially formed. One time we met somewhere and we were believing God for a miracle. And because of the power of the seed, we agreed, let us set forth this seed. Because once you set it forth and you set it with the words that you have marked on it, which are godly. I'm not talking about setting words which are not godly. I'm talking about setting words which are linked and attached with the word of God. And you set them out. There is no man who can withstand that. If people become a problem in the church, pastor, don't bother with them. I mean, talking and fighting and gabbling and murmuring doesn't help. Take them and plant them into the kingdom of God and say, Lord, we are believing you for a transformation in this person in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Pastor, the miracle will be performed. Yes. Sister, if somebody has become troublesome in your life, go to the shop, Sister Waja, as we are talking about that dress later after this service. You can go and buy a brother a dress and give it to them. Amen. Because you know what you are doing. And it is you who wants this person in the kingdom of God. Because what does it benefit you if your sister-in-law gets lost outside? What does it benefit you if your mother-in-law is not in the kingdom of God? Those painful things that we go through in our lives is what brings transformation to other people. Amen? Let me tell you, I told you here last Sunday, if you have not been sick, you will not talk of Jesus Christ, him who healeth, because you haven't been sick. Other people will be talking of healing miracles. You hear of them, but you do not know what it is like. But when you are sick and he reaches forth and touches you, you know what that means from the depth of your heart. And you're able to spring forth with a new song because you have a personal experience. Unless you come to an end about yourself and you have no more in your granaries and you can't rely on it and it is a time of famine and the Lord comes and brings in a provision, how will you be able to say he's my provider? So those things that we go through are very beneficial to us. I know they're hard. I've been there. Praise the Lord. I reached a point in my life where my mother said, if this is what hard life is like, daughter, I haven't been through a quarter of what you've been through. And I'm an old woman. And I didn't understand. I mean, why me? Why do I have to go through so much? Today, I am so grateful that I have been through the so much that I have been through. Last night, Carol called me and said, Mom, there's a song here I want to listen to. And I stood there watching these songs and listening to these words that says, I'm just like my mother. And I said, daughter, I thank God that you start feeling like you're like your mother. The song said that she smiles like her mother. And later I thought about those words and I said, daughter, I thank God that you feel like you have become like your mother. But if you are given a half of what your mother has been through, you would say, excuse me. I think though I saw her smiling every day, though she was strong every day, I didn't know that this is what was going on behind the curtain. But I want to tell you that that is what has produced this woman today. And that is why today I am not afraid of men or women in a kingdom, so long as they're in a worldly kingdom, and so long as all they can do is shoot a bullet through my head, I fear him who is able to kill this body and throw it into the fire. I am not afraid of what men can choose to do. Because behold, even when they stood there and said to Jesus, we are throwing you down the cliff. Do you see the cliff? Can you watch the cliff? And they were all there. He passed in their midst and walked away. That is why he had the courage to say, go tell that fox. And this is a king. I am here today, tomorrow, and the day after. Because I know who I am and I know what I'm doing here. And that is why I'm in love with Jesus. Because the Bible tells me that he knew all men and he knew what was in men. He therefore did not need a witness from man about another man. Amen? So when you have that knowledge and you know who you are in him, who is the author of everything, who was there, who was slain for you before the foundations of this world, you will be able to walk with him and abide with him and live in him because you know who he is in you. Amen? You will not be afraid of your seed. And I bless the Lord because as I was reading this morning and as I have continued to search the word of God, I realized that the Bible says in the book of Genesis chapter 9 verse 9. Somebody did that for me. Pastor Wilson, are you there? You got it? Understand that I am confirming my covenant with you and your descendants after you. Who has the Bible that says your seed? The Lord established a covenant with Abraham and his seed after him. And that is why today we say that we are the sons of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. By the way, why do we always count three generations? God said, I will allow my curses unto the third and up to the fourth generation, and my blessings up to the third and to the fourth generation. Of them that love me and them that hate me, my curses will go on for up to the third and the fourth generation. What is the power in that? It is important to know in what generation you are in your family. Because you're able to use your standing position in Christ Jesus to cancel everything else that has been there in the past and to start a new generation in where you are standing and bring forth a new life to the coming generations. Amen? We have had so many things about generational things. All this family only drinks. All these families, girls do not get married. All this, excuse me. You're able to start a new generation from where you're standing on with an understanding of who you are in Christ Jesus. And cancel everything because behold, the old man is dead and a new man has sprung forth. And the new man who is sprung forth today has the power and the authority of the word of God. So what you need is to get this word and eat it and let it be sweet honey in your stomach. So that when you speak and bring forth, you bring forth the streams of life that life needs today, that the world needs today, that humanness needs today. Because from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. If you want to know who anybody is, step in a room and keep quiet. Let everybody talk for 5 minutes. And let you listen to them. A man will only speak from the abundance of their hearts. They don't have any other storage of words. They will only speak what is within them. If you listen to them for 5 minutes, you will tell who they are. Amen? That's why I tell people when you walk into a room, especially when you're invited for a dinner to dine with the rich man, sit there and keep quiet. Praise the Lord. The covenant, a covenant has been established between the old of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, which has brought forth the lineage of Jesus Christ. And has been brought forth unto us by faith. And without faith, no man will be able to please God. So all these things, we have believed in them by faith. They have become a part of us. They have become our possessions by faith. And what is faith, therefore? It is the substance. What is the substance? It's something that's real. It's something that you can touch. Amen? I was sharing with another pastor another day, and he said, something I've never thought. That some demons smell. And when you walk into a room and they're there, you can smell them. That left me wondering. You mean? So you're able to smell evil when you walk into it. Just like you're able to smell a sweet aroma of the presence of God when you walk into a church and you say, oh, the presence of God is so heavy here today. Amen? So we need to have spiritual nostrils that will smell into places. And acknowledge what is reigning in here when you walk into a place. Because you can walk into a place. I tell people all the time, don't say the service was dry. Who walks with the presence of God into a service? It is you who is supposed to bring it in. Yes. Amen? You're supposed to walk through that door with the presence of God because you've been walking with the Lord throughout the week. So you're supposed to walk in, and if the service was dry, the atmosphere changes. Amen. Praise God. Because of the anointing of the Lord that dwells within you. It doesn't come upon you like it used to come in the old spirit. The Holy Spirit dwells within us. Our bodies have become the temple of the Holy Spirit. And therefore, when he ministers from within us. Amen? Did you bring that small packet of seeds, my daughter? You forgot it. I had gotten some mustard seeds, and I wanted you to see how tiny a mustard seed is. And I will make sure next Saturday I will come with them. A mustard seed is so tiny that if you look at it, and the Lord says that if your faith be as small as that seed, amen, the beauty of having faith in your life is being able to see beyond the present circumstance and beyond the current situation, and to know that it doesn't matter how things look like right now. And that is what, by virtue of knowing, let me tell you, it is so important to have the knowledge of who you are. Abraham, being the father of faith, gives birth unto Isaac. And Isaac gave birth unto Jacob. Amen? And from that lineage, you can come down. And because Jacob knew who he was when he ran away from his brother and came to Bethel, I was reading about the history of Abraham. And Bethel had made a covenant with God at Bethel. What was the coincidence that when Jacob reached Bethel, he stopped there over the night? And left a stone there and said, God, if you help me to go and come back through here, I will worship you at this place. And at a later date, I find that the Lord tells Jacob, arise and go and dwell at Bethel. Amen? The place where you met with the Lord. There are some seeds that are planted in our lives by our forefathers, all from our traditions. And when we come to that point, it doesn't matter how difficult it is. Everything, every spring that was supposed to flow forth from then, when the altar was raised, springs forth for you. Amen. For a time such as that, when you need it. Amen? So when you know who you are in the kingdom of God and you acknowledge that you've been born again in the blood of Jesus Christ, you are at an advantage beyond people who do not know. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If you are like Paul, like Timothy, who Paul was telling that the spirit in you is what was in your mother and what was in your grandmother Dorcas. That you can be able to trace a lineage. Amen. Pastor Wilson says that when my mother visited Mombasa, I was never the same again. That is a seed that has been born forth. Amen. Most of us here would be able to say where we are coming from. It doesn't matter if you do not have such a strong background as what we may be mentioning today. Because you are able to start one for yourself and the future generations. And things will never be the same again. You are able to mark a difference for yourself and the seed that comes after you. The kingdom of God is for us and our children. That's what the Bible says. And therefore, it doesn't matter which direction they seem like they are going. It doesn't bother me even when they are sagging pants and when they are doing this. It's good if they do not. But even when they are, you keep telling them every day, I gave birth to you and I believe by the power of the word of God, you are predestined in the kingdom of God. You belong with me in the kingdom of God. And it doesn't matter how long it physically takes. I know you are birthed in the kingdom of God. Amen. Because what bothers man is the physical sight. It's not by sight. It is not by the things that you physically see. It is by the word of God. And the word of God could take as much as 1,000 years. And 1,000 years is not, you know, you cannot count your 1,000 years, Brother Ateku. You may not be able to count 1,000 years because you're not able to mark the calendar of God and where it begins and where it ends. But I want to tell you today that by virtue of knowing who you are in Christ Jesus and knowing that you've been brought forth of a strong lineage, of a man like Abraham, of Isaac and Jacob, people of faith who were able to come all the way into the New Testament and Jesus Christ is born. And Jesus Christ does a final work for you on the cross. That is why we now have been resolved in the kingdom of God. Amen? I call myself a resolved problem. If I'm a resolved problem, I have an answer already. Amen? So stop looking for answers for me. Don't try. You won't get them. I'm already resolved. It will take us a microscopic spiritual eye for you to see the answer. If you haven't gotten there, then leave it. Because the things that are revealed are for us now. If they haven't been revealed, stop searching for them about me. Search for them about you. When Abraham went unto the Lord and said, Lord, I'm seeking you because behold, I continue to be childless. And you tell me that I'm going to be a great nation. How is this going to happen? The Lord told him, go and bring a sacrifice. And Abraham waited from morning. He was there protecting his sacrificial lamb. Waited from morning to evening. The Lord did not appear. And the Lord waited until Abraham was tired. So that he doesn't come back later and say it was by my effort. Don't you remember? I was here watching the whole day. No, it's not by the effort of man. It's not by what you have done. It is by the doing of the Lord. And when the Lord came and talked to him, Abraham could hardly hold what he was told. But I love the resolved equation. He was told, as for you, I will bless you in good old age. You wanted to know about things, Abraham, listen. As for your generations, I will take them into captivity for 400 years. But listen, that's not the end of the story. By the time I get them out of there, they will be rich. Amen? So don't worry about the 400 years. Fine, they'll be there for 400 years. But by the time I get them out, they are going to be rich people. Amen? That's why I love the Lord, because he will tell you about yourself and the coming generations. So long as you're seeking him. Seek him and look for him and search for him. Besides all the nice jobs that we do, and by all means, I respect the jobs that we do. Because we are able to draw our daily livings from there. Paul himself says, I have chosen to work with my hands so that I'm not a burden unto you. So by all means, you need to work. A person who is not working should not be eating, because why should a lazy person be allowed to eat? You need to work. Amen? But by virtue of all those things happening in our lives, eat this word of God. Dine in this word of God. Let this word of God become a breastplate for you. And if you get angry and you're about to say anything, hold back and watch what you're about to say. Because you may say words that are going to ensnare you. The Bible says in the book of Galatians chapter 3 verse 16, I think this may be good to read. Galatians chapter 3 verse 16. Who is there? Get it there. Get there and read it for me. Galatians chapter 3, verse 16. Brother, Sister Joanne, it's nice to see you again in the house of the Lord. And you had been so missed, including that beautiful sister is there seeking fellowship with you. So praise the Lord. Galatians 3, verse 16. To Abraham and his seed. Who is the seed of Abraham today? We say that we are the seeds of Abraham. Yes. Amen. So the promises were made to Abraham and to us. Everything that was promised unto Abraham can become yours today by faith in Christ Jesus. In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9, the Bible says that Jesus became poor for me. Somebody get there, Mrs. Mugo. Praise the Lord. Get there. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9. Praise be to God. He became poor so that in his poverty that he adorned himself with that day, you may become rich. Amen? So Sister Wambui, you ought to be happy in the Lord and rejoice in the Lord always. And that's why Paul says, rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice. Amen? Because behold, all the things that you want have been established for you in this kingdom that you have believed in. All you need to do is dwell in this kingdom and walk about the kingdom. If you walk into this building and sit at the back there, if there was some pizza at the front here, you won't get it. Make it a habit to walk about the kingdom of your Father. Amen? Make it a habit to walk along the boundaries of the kingdom of your Father and see what is there. Only don't dip your head too far. Don't push it overboard. Amen? Watch within the boundaries of the kingdom of your Father. Dwell within the household of the kingdom of your Father. Visit within the household of your Father. And you will see the riches that is in there. We are not just waiting to walk in the streets of gold. If the streets are of gold, I keep asking myself, and what is in the houses that are there? Amen? So make it a habit to visit in the treasuries of our Father. Because behold, when you seek of the Lord, he has promised that he's going to reveal those things, the treasures that are hidden in darkness. So when you're seeking him, you will surely know of those treasures. Amen? As you're seeking him, so that doors may be opened, as you walk along the doors, watch out what is on the sides as you walk. You may be leaving some gold along. Grab it and walk with it and adorn yourself with it because you're a child of the Most High God. Amen? Praise be to God. I bless the Lord. Some of these things will take a spiritual understanding to understand. Praise the Lord. Jesus Christ was sent of the Father. He came from the Father so that we may have access. It's like the way you swipe a card and it gives you access of purchase. Jesus Christ is the access between us and the Father. And that is why a man in his sinful nature cannot be accepted by the Lord. But through the blood of Jesus Christ, we have access into the presence of God. That is why we are boldly able to access the throne of grace because of the blood of Jesus Christ. So if there is any work that has been done in our lives, we have become possessors of the kingdom of God by the access of Jesus Christ. And if we have been given access into the kingdom of God, how much access do you think we have into this life? How much access do you have into this life? As the Bible says in the book of Psalms chapter 91, that I will give you long life until you have enough. Amen? So how much access can you have today? It's as much as you want. It's as much as you can take. It's unlimited. I love what Sister Wairimo says. If you want it and you're willing to pay the price for it, it's yours. Amen? What price do you pay? The price has been paid by Jesus Christ. Your price is to walk towards Jesus Christ until you touch the hem of his garment, until you hold his hand, until he says, come, let me read you, let me show you where it is. You've been looking for it, you've been searching for it for so long. You've caught my attention. I've been inclining my ear to listen unto the righteous. My eye has been roaming around looking for that man, that righteous man. And now I have spotted you. Just like during the time of Noah, the Lord said, I have found one who is righteous. So as the Lord travels through Dallas tonight, I pray that he's going to find you as the one that he's been looking for. When Elijah thought all was finished and he was the only one who was remaining, he was told, hey, hold on, brother Elijah, we still have more. You are not alone. You are not walking alone. And therefore, as you start walking in this walk of searching the Lord, you will realize you are not alone. Amen? It may seem like foolishness to men, because the things of the kingdom are not wisdom to men. They have been hidden from them that seem wise now, but revealed unto us. Amen? So if you have, by the revelation of the Spirit of God, come to a point where you know who Jesus is, then you will be able to walk forth and get what you need from his presence. Praise be to God. I bless the Lord because of his word, because we are able to set his word forth to perform what we need to have performed. Align yourself with this word so that when you said the word goes forth. I want to leave you with a few words. Last Sunday, I led you some three powerful promises. I want to leave you some promises today again so that we are going to let our sister sing. The Bible says in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 8, the Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that settles that thou sittest thine hand unto. Somebody did that for me from another version. Amen. Anything that you put your hand on, the Lord will bless you there. Amen. So put your hand on the things that you want the Lord to bless. I mean, this is not witchcraft. This is the word of God. You want it, possess it by faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. He is not only going to bless your bands that you're not going to lack. He's also going to bless anything that you put your hand on. Somebody read for me Deuteronomy 28 verse 11. Amen. He's going to make plenteous for you. To you, to your seed, to your farms, to your animals. It has been scientifically proven that when you talk to plants, they yield more. I didn't know that when I was in Kenya, but my mother-in-law always said, how comes when you plant your food, it always grows before our food grows? And my mother always said that I have a hot hand. What does that mean in our language? So when you plant things, they grow faster than other foods. No, you plant them as you talk to them and tell them you are going to yield, and you're going to yield 100-fold in the name of Jesus. Anything that you do, speak to it. Is it a job that you are in? Keep confessing it and professing it all the time. I am here and I'm not going to be fired, and I'm going to have favor with my bosses in Jesus' name. And I am going to be a source of solutions in the name of Jesus. And they will not be able to lay me off in the name of Jesus, because I've got to be here until I've had enough. Yes. Amen. And when you're believing God for a door to open, keep prophesying unto that door. I know you door you're going to open in Jesus' name, because behold, the Bible says that you will lift your head so that the daughter of the Most High God can pass. Keep speaking the word of God to those situations. Amen. What, the only thing that is going to change the world systems is the word of God. Otherwise, from the adamance of men, we are not going to be able to change anything. How are you going to reason out with somebody who knows they own 40% of the world of the Americans? And they decide we are not going to let it go. Unless A, B, C, D is done, we are not going to yield. And unless you do A, B, C, D, we are not going to change. Get back in your closets and command them to give all those riches by tomorrow morning. Because we are not going to have the federal government closed down simply because people are holding money in their pockets. They've got to change their minds in the night. And if God was able to make a king raise up in the night because of a poor man, the Lord is able to perform it for us. And if the Lord has promised in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 11 that I will bless you even in the land where you are in, you are in America at a time like this for a reason like that. We are not just here to work. As we walk here in their streets, miracles are being performed. As you work in those hospitals where you work, as you work in the places of work where you work, those people who pass through your hands, you are responsible for them. Those students that pass by your desk, Sister Purity, are not just for athletics. You are speaking eternal words to them and changing their destinies. Because some of them have no knowledge of the things that are happening around them.
Hallelujah.
Amen? They need to hear those words. And if you do not speak them, then the devil will be standing there saying, no word has been spoken. But if you are there speaking those words, let me tell you, I love those days that we would be walking around prayer centers speaking. You're just setting words forth. Setting words forth for your brothers, setting words forth for your sisters. Praise the Lord. Those who've been here for prayers have seen the way Pastor Wilson plays. Let me tell you, you even forget, was he supposed to be a pastor in the first place? And he's here engaged in spiritual warfare. Because he knows the kingdom of the devil means business. So you've got to mean business in the kingdom of God. Said those words and keep sending them and keep sending them. Because by so doing, you are destabilizing things from the kingdom of the devil. And you are scattering things away in his kingdom and establishing concrete things in the kingdom of the Lord. Amen. Another covenant. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 12. Somebody read that for me. Deuteronomy 28 verse 12. The Lord will open unto thee his great treasures. Amen. Just know him. Know his word. Know what he has said about you. He will open the treasures that you need for you. I love what the book of Ezekiel says. Ezekiel chapter 34 verse 26. And this will be the last one. The Bible says, and I will make them and the places around my hill a blessing. And I will cause the showers to come down in their season. There shall be showers of blessings. There shall be showers of blessings. Amen. Those showers of blessings that you want, you are able to call them forth. You are able to call a lane even when there are no crowds. That's why I love the work that was being done by the prophets. You know surely there is no rain. And Elijah says, listen, king, there is not going to be any lane or dew except by my word. And he shuts up the heavens by his word. Amen. The power that this old man of old had is the power you have today. You are able to shut taps and open taps. You are able to draw out a provision for this whole city of Dallas. So long as Jacob lived with Laban, nobody in that village lacked. Amen. All you need to know is who you are in Christ Jesus. Amen. And I'm persuading you again and again, seek the word of God and spot your position until you find it. And once you have allocated yourself in that position, start drawing from the resources of the kingdom of God. Amen? Stand on your feet in Jesus' name. The Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 13 from verse 36 to 39 that you are the good seed by virtue of being the children of the kingdom. Amen? You are the good seed by virtue of being the children of God in the kingdom. Praise be to God. I am so grateful this afternoon that the Lord has sought and found you. Is there anybody in our midst who does not know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior? That is the prerequisite to all the things we have talked about this afternoon. Because without Jesus, there is no access into these kingdom things that we have talked about. If you are here and you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, lift up your hand. And we will make sure we lead you into the kingdom first, because that is where everything begins. Once you accept Jesus Christ and that he has died on the cross for you. Everybody being saved, I am believing God that we are going to be able to plant our seeds forth in the kingdom of God. Our substances, plant them in the kingdom of God. Your words, plant them in the kingdom of God. Everything that you need, make sure you sow it in the kingdom of God. Because unless a seed dies, it abideth alone. Amen. So if you want those finances, plant them first in the kingdom of God so that you can reap. Because how will you reap if you did not plant? Amen. If you want some mercy, the Bible, oh, I love this. The Bible says that plant ye in righteousness that you may reap in mercy. Amen. So if you want to reap in mercy, plant in righteousness. Amen. Praise be to God. I do not want to sing today because I will let the sister who has come to sing. But let us pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we stand before your presence this afternoon. We are so grateful because of all the things that you have taken us through the last two Sundays about you being the seed and you being the word of God. Jesus, this afternoon, I pray that let this word find root in our hearts. And Lord, stir within our spirits, stir within our hearts, stir within our lives the seeds that need to come forth and produce a thousandfold, a hundredfold, almighty Lord, for the glory of your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray and believe. Amen.
Powerful, powerful, powerful word. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The power of a seed. As my sister was speaking, I felt the Spirit of God speaking these words to tell you that you have been sent. You're a moving, living package sent from above to affect your environment, to affect the places where God has sent you to be. Amen. Don't look down on yourself. I thank God for the words that have been spoken here today, that the breath that God breathed into me gave me the creativity and the creating power, the potential that is locked within me, that I can speak words and expect them to bring a change. As you drive, as you put yourself in a car and driving throughout the highway, you can open up your mouth and declare that all the people that are driving alongside that highway, you can call them into the kingdom of God. Amen? Praise the Lord. I felt the Spirit is speaking into me that you're a package sent from on high to affect your environment. Praise be to God. The Lord has been so merciful. He has been so kind to us. And we thank him for what he has done. Just lift up your right hand and say, thank you, Lord. Tell him thank you for the honor. Tell him thank you for the privilege. Tell him thank you for the access into your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Noel, for bringing that powerful, powerful word. And if you didn't come here last Sunday, you can go up and grab a CD and then you get the continuation of that message. You may have your seats, and I'm going to welcome Sister Nelly to come and give us some two numbers. I understand is it a Maasai song? Huh? Yeah, can you sing that one for us?
But sing the best of the best. Whatever I give you the floor.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Before I sing the song, I would like to just thank Julius together with his wife.